Exclusive, Representative Eli Crane, Potential Impeachment Inquiry into Joe Biden is Step in Right Direction. By Wendell Hasebo on July 28, 2023. Representative Eli Crane, RAS, exclusively told Breitbart News that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's RCA, signal of a potential impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden is a step in the right direction. Crane, a member of the Freedom Caucus, upped the ante and argued the House should absolutely impeach Joe Biden. Along with DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Many Republicans believe Mayorkas must be impeached for failing to prevent the invasion of the southern border. Garland, Republicans contend, weaponizes the Justice Department to attack conservatives and protect the Biden family. Crane raised concerns about McCarthy's resolve to ultimately hold Joe Biden accountable, considering Mayorkas and Garland have not undergone an impeachment inquiry themselves. While Speaker McCarthy has recognized the importance of an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, I question his resolve to follow through, Crane said. He has failed to act on opening an impeachment inquiry into both DHS Secretary Mayorkas and Attorney General Merrick Garland, despite recognizing the justifications for both. This week, McCarthy signaled that an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden could be on the table in the near future. Republican members say it could take place in the early fall. You have to get to the bottom of the truth, and the only way Congress can do that is go to an impeachment inquiry that gives Republicans and Democrats the ability to get all the information, McCarthy told reporters Tuesday. Crane said McCarthy's acknowledgement of an impeachment inquiry is a step in the right direction. Crane wants to hold Biden accountable for what he termed his family's brazen corruption. We the people deserve answers on the extent of the Biden crime family's corruption and whether the leader of the free world is compromised, he said. Speaker McCarthy's acknowledgement is a step in the right direction. Crane's statement came just days after Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee also welcomed McCarthy's long-awaited signal of an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Some echo Crane's sentiments. House Republicans should hold anyone in the Biden administration accountable for the corruption and blatant weaponization of government agencies in order to serve a political end, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, told Breitbart News. This includes the president himself for weaponizing the DOJ. But this, importantly, also includes Secretary Mayorkas, who has facilitated the largest border crisis in our history and allowed Texas to remain under siege by drug cartels for over 2.5 years, he added. Judiciary Committee member Representative Harriet Hageman, RY, argued the recent IRS whistleblower allegations concerning the DOJ preventing a probe into the big guy demands an impeachment inquiry free from political interference. This investigation needs to be free of interference from the Biden administration and its surrogates. And all requests for documents or testimony need to be honored in a timely manner, she told Breitbart News. The accusations against the president are gravely serious. We must ensure that our investigation is thorough and that we follow the facts wherever they may lead. Opening an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden appears to be gaining momentum. House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RKY, the fourth most senior-ranking House Republican, voiced her support of an inquiry. Absolutely, she said when asked on Fox Business. I'm in conversations with Speaker McCarthy and all of our members. The important thing to know about an impeachment inquiry is that ensures that the House is at the apex of its power and oversight responsibility, she said. It means that our subpoenas have the most power possible when it comes to litigating this out in court because we know getting the facts is not going to be easy. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.